a working man I am, and I've been down underground, and I swear to God, if I ever see the sun, or for any length of time, I can hold it in my mind, I never again will go down underground.
Right, so welcome to Tales from Wales, the part that never fails to be the penicillin in the Petri dish, the blue vein in your Stilton, the riot in your mould. And as ever, you're joined by me, Franks, and my friend and confidant, Jack.
Hello. Hello.
And you join us on our first record of 2025, which has been blighted with tech because fucking demand doesn't want to succeed.
Yeah. I think we're being attacked. It's a Russian cyber attack. They're trying to bring us fucking down.
Yeah, we've been absolutely psyoped by Riverside, the recording studio that we use. They fucked us. They've absolutely fucked us.
This fucking close from us taking back our hard-earned cash. We're not paying for this shit anymore.
Yeah, I am in the middle of writing a Stern email, and when I get Stern, they'll know about it. They'll
be in regards. Will be in touch. Yeah.
They'll be getting a regards, not a kind regards.
Just you fucking wait. Yeah.
Yeah. How was you and I on the razzle dazzle yesterday?
I was on the piss last night. It was the most arduous train journey back. There's nothing worse than fucking taking public transport when you're hungover.
I don't mind a train if you can get a nice seat on your own and put a film on your iPad or whatever and just like hunker down. I don't mind it.
Fat chance when you're with the missus, mate, isn't it? Fat chance of that chat. Chin wag and all sorts wag. And just and I said at one point, I was like, have you, like, I don't know why you would, but do you have a hammer in your bag to just fucking split my skull open, because the pressure is just too much. But it's all right. In typical Sunday fashion, I've had a couple more beers. I'm on a run. I've had a run now, and I'm back, baby. I'm back in the running again.
What about, did Amy drink with you? Was she much?
She had a few drinks last night, but she was sensible. You know, she drinks what a sensible person drinks, where she gets a little bit tipsy and then goes, that's enough for me. Otherwise, it's going to do me some damage. Me. 2 in the morning with Andy drinking God knows how many rums. So like we were trying I said, try this lovely apple rum. Tried a bit of that. Andy was like, oh, my boss got me this one. And it was the most disgusting rum ever. It was like proper whiskey age, you know, I don't know why rum horrible. People go, oh, do you want it to taste like a completely different, much inferior drink in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then, so we had a bit of that. And then he went, oh, and I've got Aldi's version, like a knockoff Kraken. And we had that as well. So like this morning when I was like, why is my head hurt so much? I saw like 3 half bottles of rum on the side. I was like, right, that's why.
Absolute modeladron. Absolute pirate. Yeah, pirate's exactly. Life for you. This is our first record in 2025, like we said. And a couple of weeks before, so what are we now? We're on like the 12th, aren't we? I'd say about like the 27th, I was at the fucking unhealthiest I've ever been. I'd like... massive Christmas, loads of boozing, not much exercise, all the fucking things went out the window. And I was like, shit, right, I felt like fat. And then I was eating.
It wasn't that long before Christmas where you were like, I've given up like my salt addiction. Yeah. Like you flew too close to the sun, did too much too soon.
Stupid time to go on a diet before Christmas. So I'm back on my bullshit. I'm back that, you know, right now I've already dropped
back
a lot
on my
of weight.
Bullshit.
Back on my bullshit, baby. I've already lost quite a bit and like the diet's got back on track. But over Christmas it went fucking rogue. I'd say for a lot of December. We bulk recorded, didn't we? So I went fucking and the pod keeps me honest. And I wasn't I wasn't being honest, and I was eating and just being a bit of a fat shit. And one night I was having pizza whilst Emma was away, and I was like, right, I got a pizza from and I was like eating it from a place near me, and I was I thought, do you know what, this is like a line in the sand, I gotta stop doing this. And I thought, oh, I feel shit. And I opened up my phone and on Instagram, and the first reel I saw was Brendan Fraser in The Whale when he's eating pizza from the fridge. And I was like, oh shit, man, that's it felt like I
is this where
see.
You say, and then I realised my phone was actually on sleep mode and it was a fucking reflection.
Yeah.
You went, no.
Yeah, but I was like, alright, this is the gods telling me to like fucking put down a pizza and pick up
if Brendan spinach. Says enough's enough, you know it's gonna stop.
Yeah, so in Brendan we trust. And, yeah. But it's mad how quick weight can come off you if you're not drinking. Like, I am doing dry jam. I reckon I by the end of this month, I'll be down like a stone and a bit, and that's mostly down to, like...
Just to put it straight back on in Feb when the beers start flowing again.
And I'm doing a shit ton of walking. Like, 10,000 steps seems to just be forever. I used to walk to work. I remember me and you used to walk to work, go to the gym, and then go to work. It was insane. And like, we'd walk, I did like 16,000 steps a day. They're just walking there and back from work. And now I'm like working from home. I have to physically do everything,
no
not just
more
do like
steps anymore.
I was at like 3,000 steps at one point, like doing fuck all. Now, this probably isn't interesting chat. This is probably just absolute meandering.
It's our first one back, mate. They cut us a bit of slack, won't they?
Yeah. Do you want to hear my. One observational thing I've noticed.
Oh, go on then. What have you known about, what have you learned about society that you're sick of?
Blokes at the tip are so friendly. Like, I thought they'd be really mean and being like, oh, you don't know what you're doing.
That is an idiot. A top observation right there.
They're so nice.
Yeah. They're always like, they know that we don't all know the ins and outs of waste disposal, so they're there to help.
But you know, if you were going to like a mechanic or like another like alpha-y environment from like men, they'd often be, and if you didn't know that stuff, they'd be like, you don't know what a crack is.
Didn't put the battery on the trickle, are you fucking mad? Yeah.
But there, they're like, oh, come on, come here, mate, I'll help you do that and then all this. I thought, man,
don't worry, kids. Just because you're through your bed and the recycling, I'll fish it out for you and tell you where to put it.
It sort of feels like a theme park for dads, so for boys who don't have like who have dad issues, and just go there and have like nice men
be
kind
my
to
daddy.
Them.
I'm assuming you've been to the Skip recently. Not this isn't just like I'm driving past and I noticed how lovely it was.
I popped in, had a chat with the lads. Yeah, no, I did. I've been doing such a cliche January, like no booze, like lots of exercise, big diet, and the tip starting again.
Having this a mental clear out and a physical clear out.
What about you? What's new in the world of Dave?
Oh, did I tell you, because you came over the other day, didn't you, on Friday, film night. I get it. I don't know if I told you this or not, I can't remember, but we went away, me and the wife, for New Year's with her family. Her sister was visiting from Dubai with her husband and everything. So we went up the Gower for a few nights. And the first night there, in typical fashion, I ended up, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, we ended up getting pretty pissed. Getting pretty pissed. But,
I don't think you heard me then.
No, what did you say?
I said kissing.
Oh, kissing. Typical fashion.
Me and her dad were kissing.
They say it's wrong, but why does it feel so right? But anyway, we got pissed. And went to bed at like stupid at the clock in the morning, like 4 a.m. Whilst I was getting drunk and I wasn't really paying much attention to my phone, Amy, she texted me and said, oh, by the way, because we were the last ones there, we had two separate beds, two singles.
Yeah.
She picked hers and then she went, oh, by the way, I've left my my water bottle on the bed and it's leaked like a whole litre of water. Basically, she chucked it on the bed and it flipped open without her realising. And because she's such a nice wife, obviously she went, well, that's not my bed anymore. That's now Jack's bed.
That's so annoying.
But she texted me and that was her letting me know. And I was I looked at it at one point. I'll be fine. I'll probably be dry by the time I go to bed, you know, thinking that it was like a dribble. Oh my God. It was soaked through, sodden, right?
Well, we've said this before. There's so much water in a pint. So when you spill a pint, it's fucking mental how much
is in
it.
You just don't even realise how much water's in a litre until it's soaked up into your mattress. And so I went to bed and I was like, at first I was like, I'll just put up with it. I'll get under the quilt. And I was like, this is horrendous. If I feel like I'm like a kangaroo, like in a fucking pouch, like a wet pouch is gross. So then I was a little Joey. And then I was like, I put my dressing gown back on. I was like, I'll sleep above the covers. But then it was like, I was like a rotisserie chicken spinning all night because like I was on my back and it would like soak up into my back. Then when I go on my side, it'd soak into my side. Go on my other side, right, back's dry again. Back. I didn't get any fucking sleep at all. And then my alarm went off like, gotta walk the dog now. And Amy was like, can you walk him? I was like, yeah, why the fuck not? Why not? I've not been fucking sleeping anyway. So in the morning then, you know, they're like, oh, do you want some crumpets for breakfast? And I was like, I want someone to fucking stomp my head because this is ridiculous.
Can you crump up my skull in, please?
Yeah, can you stick my head in a toaster?
That's mental.
Yeah, and I didn't get any sleep. And you know, like we say, we hate it, like if you're going on a flight and you don't have enough beers. So you have beer at the airport, and if you don't drink on the flight, you sober up in real time, you get a hangover real time.
That's
what happened, because I didn't get to sleep through the hangover and wake up with a hangover. I just got it like in real time sort of thing without any sleep. And I was wet and sodden and all this. I was just like, what a fucking shit morning. It was awful. Yeah.
Was your wife like, oh, sorry about drenched water?
Yeah,
there
was a level of sympathy, but maybe not as much as I'd like.
I'd have been such a prissy.
To be fair, we went home. When I came back from walking the dog, she went, well, why didn't you catch up with me in this single bed? And then that just made both our days worse, because we were so, like, crumpled together. We both, like, gave ourselves bad backs because of that. And we were like, fuck it, an old man.
Do you know when you were, like, at uni, having to share a single bed when you had a partner, like, when you had a missus? Like, it was so... It's like two people, especially like us, like quite big people, trying to share a bed. You just look
the clues
mental,
in the
like
name. It's single, and you can't put doubles in a single. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh god, I hate that, man. I hated that when I had to share.
You know me.
Two
if
people.
I don't get my sleep as well, I can be a little
grouch.
Bit on the grumpy
a little bit
side.
Of a grouch.
But I had to be on like had to mind my P's and Q's, of course, because I'm away with the in-laws. They know me, but like I can't be like, oh, do you want a crumpet? Like, oh, I'm fucking die.
Fuck
don't
off,
fucking talk to me. You know, can't say that, can I? So I was like, thanks, thanks for the crumpets.
Well,
last
night I had 4 hours, 43 minutes sleep. My sleep has always been really bad. I'm looking at my Garmin right now. So like that tracks my sleep, and I'm really bad sleep, and like I don't drink. I've been having no like salt and stuff, so I've been really healthy, and I still have fucking atrocious sleep. Emma's been unwell, and I had 3 nights back to back where I had some of the best night's sleep ever, because I've been every night before, I'm absolutely fine, but I've been drinking a shot of Emma's night nurse, and I've been it knocks me out. Yeah, but nightness is also part of the drink that makes up that crunk drip juice. You know that like drink like where you mix cough syrup with like rum or like brandy or bourbon, and then you get that crunk juice. That's a rapper's drink. But it's got like nightness. You've got to get it over the counter, and it can be quite addictive because it's got like codeine or one of those things in it, like an opioid stuff. But it fucking hell, it makes me sleep like a baby. So I had it for 3 nights in a row, and I thought I should probably lay off the crunk juice whilst I'm doing dry Jan at least. Yeah, but then so last night I didn't have any crunk, and you got 4 hours sleep, so now I'm a crank. No crunk
from
but
crunk to crank. Yeah,
the Alan Frank story.
Oh man.
This is a bit of a silly episode because we're doing this a bit rushed and not, we got a couple of episodes coming up, haven't we, in the week? And I reckon then I'll be a bit more in.
We'll be back
I'm a bit
sort of in the groove, and this is our first kind of, we're shaking off the cobwebs a little bit,
Because it's been literally over, been a fucking week since we've done an episode.
It feels like we've done for ages, mate. We were saying that the other day. Yeah. Like, I just feel like but it feels like we're behind, even though we're not. Squared it all up, but it feels like it's been so long since we've done it.
But I've got some notes that I want to talk about, but I think I'm not in the right frame to. So I want to discuss Kneecap, the Irish language film. I got a message I want to say about being thankful, but I'm not thankful right now, so I don't want to say it.
I got a message to say, all right? I got something to say, and it's my truth.
I got something to say.
Sorry, you want to do it justice, I understand.
Yeah, I don't feel like right now is in the right frame. So should we... this is what I did make a note of. Do you remember when we were like... Did you ever used to do this when we had like MSN, which is like a chat room we were like teenagers? Like, it was like a thing everyone used. And if you'd like... Say if you're talking to a girl and then she wasn't replying, or like you kind of stopped speaking, you'd go online, offline, online, offline, online, offline, so you'd appear loads.
You'd be like, seems they've missed the notification that I came online and they're not talking to me. I'll go offline and online again. Give them a second chance at that.
Yeah.
Nothing more heartbreaking when they still wouldn't.
So I've been really struggling to sleep, and I've been going through all the, like, you know when you can't sleep, your brain just goes, oh, do you remember when you were the worst person in the world? Like you throw all these ideas at you. And I was thinking how, like, needy statuses would be and stuff, and, like, how you'd, like, put certain people in your name and, like, show what songs you're
talk
listening to.
Talk to a girl for 2 seconds in my instance, and then put her in little roses in my name.
Yeah, Jack was like he was like Shakespeare on MSN. He'd always have sonnets in there.
Crumble like a fucking origami in real life, but online I could fucking charm the pants off. Yeah,
we used to call Jack Cyber Pimp because he had so many girls.
Names in my little sub name. Yeah,
I'm chatting to hot babes online all day.
I was literally Napoleon's fucking brother. Ridiculous.
Napoleon. I think we should try and remember some, like, not for today, but, like, in general, I think it'd be fun to go through embarrassing stories.
I'd rather not reminisce on that element of my life, if that's okay.
I do think there could be a rich vein, though, of being cringe when we're younger, because we
it could be. I guess we'll never know, because I'm not... No, I've come a long way, okay?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would say it's a big old glow-up, isn't it? From online predator to husband.
I was about to say very kind, so he said online predator, yeah, absolutely. throw me to the wolves. Yeah.
Should we get back to doing picture shout-outs and malarkeys?
Mm. I was going to say, damn, yeah.
Damn, you're talking about Patreon money?
Damn, Patreon shit. That's what I'm talking about. So next in line is, let me get the thing up. It's Reese Norris. Have we done him? I feel like we've done Reese Norris.
No, it's only because Reese Norris is not, it has become our friend who a champion of I always forget the name of where the Eisteddfod was.
In Ponty, right?
Ponty. Reese was very kind, and he met us at the Eisteddfod and took us for a beautiful few pints.
It was great. He also bought us, well, he gave us money to buy at this new game, which I have purchased, Reese, just FYI, the Wales game, which is like a little Wales quizzy type thing that we're going to maybe do an episode on. We need to hash out the details. But yeah, thank you for that, mate. Very, very much appreciated.
And Reese has also given me a book to do an episode on, so that's in the pipeline as well.
Oh, he's just the gift that keeps on giving, that boy.
I mean, he does set himself above and beyond the rules.
All you other Patreons, try a bit harder, all right? Try
harder. Come on, boys. And also, we're going to be doing a revamp on the Patreon. To just update some of the stuff you get and some extra tiers.
Some extra goodies and things like that.
But if I'm honest, I'm not mentally ready to discuss that.
If I'm honest, I just can't be fucked.
I can't be arsed. Actually, it's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday. It's January.
Yeah, I'm cooking a roast as we speak, and I'm looking at my chicken roasting in the oven, and my God, does it smell good.
If it's got to burn, it's got to burn for the pod, mate. That's just how it is, all right?
Well, you might have heard a minute ago, I walked over to it and I put my air fryer on. You might have heard the old beep, beep. That'll be in the edit.
Lovely.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, should we just get on with it, is it?
Yeah,
dilly-dallying, just get it done. So today, as you'll know, because you've seen the title of the episode, we're talking about the Mold Riots of 1869. Mold, or Wyddgrug, is a town in northeast Wales in the county of Flintshire, originally established as a settlement by the Normans during the reign of William Rufus. Mold, like many places in northeast Wales, flipped between Norman and Welsh ownership many times throughout the years, but a stopper was put to this flip-flopping after that naughty boy Edward I of England conquered our just and fair nation in 1283, leaving the lordship of Mold to the Stanley family. This family's descendants would go on to have the parish church in Mold built to commemorate Henry Tudor's victory at the Battle of Bosworth in 1485. But what put Mold on the map was the mining boom in the 18th and 19th centuries, with several iron, lead and coal mines being set up in the area. And as we've covered many times on the pod, usually when there's mining in Wales, you can always guarantee some fucking toff was exploiting the workforce and just generally being a dick about stuff. This case is no different. And there was a strained relationship between the mine workers and those who ran it, with the miners taking particular issue with a very poor decisions and arrogant attitude of the manager, a guy named John Young, who was an Englishman from Durham. Young banned the Welsh language from being spoken while the miners were underground, which, as you can imagine, as miners, that's pretty much all of the time. And he'd also import English miners when there was like lapses in the workforce, but he'd give the English miners much better pay, much better working conditions. And just to stick the boot in, on the 17th of May, 1869, he actually cut the wages of the Welsh workers.
Ugh, what a bastard.
Just a bastard, basically, yeah. 2 days after the pay cut, when he made this announcement, the miners held a meeting. This meeting got very heated. They all got very riled up. And at one point, a small group of men, they left the meeting, attacked Young before dragging him to the police station at Pontblithyn.
Crime of being a prick.
Yeah, for the crime of being an absolute wanker. Another group, then, a separate offshoot, they went to his house and just started smashing his house up. They also dragged all his furniture from his house to the train station, being like, get out of town, like, all your stuff's here, just put it on a train and fuck off, basically. So he smashed his house up and they put all his furniture on the train station to be like,
Once again, let's start 2025, how we finish 2024, with a Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves reference. When that friar gets all the gold, goes, you'll need this on your journey to hell!
On your way to hell! Yeah. Very good. To pay the devil on your way to hell.
Let's put that clip in, yeah.
Got to put the clip in.
Yeah. Here's 30 pieces of silver to pay the devil on your way to hell!
So, after this, seven men were arrested, and by the 2nd of June, all were found guilty, with the alleged ringleaders, Ismail Jones and John Jones, sentenced to a month's hard labour.
I mean, to be fair, that's not too different from their fucking jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you go, oh, hard work. Guess what? I'm a miner, mate. I do that every day anyway.
Piece of piss, mate.
The worst thing you could do is send me underground to like pick at a fucking iron vein. Guess what? That's what I chose to do anyway.
Guess what? My vocation, mate.
Yeah, do me then. Yeah, what are you going to do? So the case had attracted a lot of attention since the arrest, and men, women and children came from far and wide to Mold Magistrates Court to hear the verdict, including over 1,000 fellow miners. This got the chief constable of Flintshire a little nervous, and he drafted in extra police from all over the county, and even a detachment of soldiers from the 4th Regiment called the King's Own from Chester. And we know how this always goes, same old story. Sorry, Ismail and John Jones were being escorted to the train station to be taken to Flint Castle Jail when the miners began throwing stones and other bits and bobs at the guards, kicking off a right fuss. This is where the crowd lost their collective heads, began, like I said, throwing rocks, anything they could really get their hands on, at police and guards and whatnot.
Children,
as well as
small children being
loved. Yeah, small, anything to hand. And they were also scrapping with the police as well, like throwing fucking fisticuffs, like handbags in the street, basically.
Yeah.
And then shit went from 0 to 100 very quickly when that regiment of soldiers I was on about, they just started firing shots randomly into the crowd. God. The crowd quickly dispersed, and after the dust settled, it turned out the soldiers had killed 2 men, 2 women, and injured more than 12 others. On the flip side, 18 officers were injured, two of which could never return to work again. With a report on one of the said officers reading, his helmet was smashed in, a stone was afterwards found inside.
I hope it didn't hit his penis.
Yeah, his helmet was absolutely beyond recognition. Yeah,
they jammed stones right up the urethra.
They bashed his helmet in so bad, could never return to work again.
Poor fella.
Poor guy.
Although, I bet you some of these police officers were balanced. I'm sure some of them were nice.
I'm sure they were lovely. Yeah. In the interest of balance, yada, yada, yada. But yeah, so this guy, I don't know what that means as well, but a stone was found in the helmet. Is that someone like they bashed his head in so hard that there was a little bit of stone inside the helmet?
Well, maybe they hit him with a stone, and the stone was so imagine it pierced the helmet, so it must be
something like that. Yeah. So yeah, there was lots of injured people, but yeah, two men, 2 women got killed by this mental thing of shooting into the crowd.
Yeah.
A coroner's inquest was held, and a Welsh jury determined the deaths as quote justifiable homicide, thanks to the Riot Act of 1715. We've mentioned that before. So that Riot Act is a bit of legislation that made it a serious crime to gather in a crowd of 12 or more people after the Riot Act had been enacted by a magistrate.
Yeah.
So if you're having a protest, magistrate comes out and says, I'm quoting the Riot Act, whatever.
Yeah,
you've got to disperse, otherwise you're in. Yeah, otherwise you're in breach of the law. I'm sure we can all agree that that law is obviously just a means of protest suppression and stopping people grouping up against you when you're being a total penny pinching bastard, basically. Yeah. But it's actually, go on.
I was just going to say that I've been listening to a few podcasts recently, and it's funny that, like, oh, you're allowed to protest, but only peaceful protest. This guy I was listening to is like, well, why? If the police use force and it's state-sponsored violence, then why can't we use violence as our way of protesting? Like, why is it that you get to set the parameters and you get to say we can use violence, but you can't? I thought that's interesting. I mean, it's a bit like Marxist.
But also a peaceful protest is an ignored protest, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Like, the whole point of protest is to inconvenience the people in power. Otherwise, what's you're not doing anything.
And I generally don't condone violence, but it is an answer. When people say violence isn't the answer, it's like, well, it is. Like, violence always wins. Like, if we're going to batter someone and then, like, you know.
There's a little sign. If you go down to Cathedral Road, there's I don't know whose house it is, but there's a little sign in the window, and it's like, respect existence, expect resistance. I don't know why that's relevant, but I thought that was quite a cool little play on words.
Yeah, I do find everyone embarrassing.
Yeah, that is kind of cringe, isn't it?
I just find every side, left and right, like, oh, can everyone stop being cringe? And it's just
stop saying stuff. Like, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, even if I can't, like, massively agree with it, I'm like, oh, don't do that. Mm. You can hear me turning my potatoes. I got to say, they are looking, and they're in the air fryer, doing roasties in the air fryer.
Some good looking roasties.
Yeah, but let's go back to this horrific story of workers' abuse.
From roasties to the Riot Act, back we go. So basically, as I said, if the magistrate came out and read this Riot Act and there's more than 12 people there, you were meant to disperse, like, otherwise you're in breach of the law. Basically, the reason that these deaths were deemed justifiable homicide is because the authorities said, we read out the Riot Act and stuff, and then they didn't disperse. There's zero evidence at all that the Riot Act was even invoked on the day.
Well, how would you be able to easily, you know, you couldn't tell everyone it. Like, I'm sure lots of people might not hear. If there's 1,000 people and one guy goes, oh, there's a Riot Act been announced.
Well, it's just a farce, isn't it? Like, oh, no, we did say it. Did you? Well, yeah, why not? You know, they say it happened, so it must have happened type thing.
You sounded like a politician there. Well, it's a farce, isn't it?
That thing? The guy from Star Trek goes, it's a fallacy. It never happened.
I've not seen Star Wars, but I'll trust you.
You know that guy, he goes, it never happened. It's like the whole thing is like, oh, when your wife says, why do you stay up drinking so late or whatever, like, it never happened. It was made up. That never happened. We'll put it in because you're obviously just laughing to be humouring me. I get that. You'll know it when you see it, all right? Oh, that's a great weird reference.
We made this one up. It's a made-up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened. It never happened. This one was invented by a writer. Not this time. It never happened.
Anyway, sorry. So, I love references. The people who were on the side of the people who got shot and killed, they were adamant that the Riot Act was never invoked so that they didn't actually have to legally disperse. Yeah. And the other side is saying the opposite. That didn't change anything at the time, though, sadly, and it was just deemed a justified murder, and that the army just shot randomly into a crowd. They said that was, like, appropriate force or whatever. One source I read said the heavy-handedness of the incident led to a softer enforcement laws when it came to riots and protests, but then I couldn't really find anywhere else that backed this up. It was only the one site that said they started being a bit softer on things, but then I was like, I don't really believe it, because we've covered, like, the Llanelli riots, which was in 1911, and that's basically the exact same thing happened, where they just shot indiscriminately into the crowd and, like, killed people. But yeah, that's mold riots. That's that sad little end there.
Did they ever get any better pay, I suppose?
Yep, that was it. This was one of the ones where the good guys didn't really win. It was just oh, do you have a problem with it? Well, bang, bang. Four of you are dead now.
Well, it's quite good to be covering history from North Wales as well, because sometimes we can be a bit South Wales-centric. So... Mm. And once again, it's something I never knew about. I've always heard that term. I've always known that there was something about the mold riots, but I had no idea any of the details about it. And I've got to say, it's cheered me right up being back on this pod.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was grouchy earlier, so I fucking love it. And I'm excited for Wednesday.
Yeah, we had a bit hungover issues. And a bit, like, there's nothing puts me in a worse mood than when these fucking tech things just don't work properly and the things not working as they should. But having a chat with you, mate, I've brought it all back, don't it? It brings back all the feels.
I can't believe we're going to do another one sober, though. I can't wait. We got some great guests coming on, which we're recording on the 31st, and I'm going to get sloshed for that one.
It's going to be an absolute disgrace. They're going to ruin the day they ever signed up for coming on. Yeah.
Well, Jeff and Grando, everyone, thanks so much for listening, as always. We'll catch you all on the next episode. So, yeah, if you got this far, please drop us a review.
It does wonders for the old algo. So, cheers.
Yeah. Cheers, boys. Ta-da.